Restrictions on cross-border travel have been in place since March when the pandemic struck. The U.S.-Canada border is closed to non-essential traffic until September 21st, and that could be extended. For Vermont, one effect of the border closure is the sudden loss of thousands of Canadian tourists and the $150 million they spend here. That has devastated tourist destinations in the Northeast Kingdom, which typically get about half their business from Canadian tourists, and has left them startlingly empty. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
The roads around East Burke are usually pretty quiet, but on a recent Friday, they seemed abnormally empty. So I decided to pull over on Route 114 when I spotted a guy on a ladder hammering new panels to the roof of a farm stand.
So we usually sell eggs and we sell all kinds of produce and stuff. And like I said, we sell jams, breads, pies. We also sell cooking oil that we grow from the hemp.
This is Ron Burke. He tells me he normally makes about $2,000 during the summer selling produce, but he delayed opening the stand this year because of the pandemic. It's not just his farm stand that's taken a hit. Burke also has a yurt on his property that he lists on Airbnb for $48 a night. He says he couldn't start renting until about a month ago, and with all the travel restrictions, there's a lot of people he turns down because they're coming from areas with too much coronavirus activity.
Vermonters don't have disposable income like people from down country do and stuff, so you don't have that influx of that money coming into town, and especially the Canadians.
Burke's not the only person to notice the lack of visitors from north of the border. Up the road from Burke's house is Kingdom Trails, a popular mountain biking destination that boasts over 100 miles of trails and brings in $10 million to the regional economy. It's considered one of the best places to ride in the Northeast, and the parking lots are usually packed.
Right now, we're at about 30% of what we usually are.
Lilia Side is Communications and Program Manager at Kingdom Trails.
So, obviously, that's not sustainable. We're only spending what we need to spend to keep our doors open to try and function. But hopefully next year will be different. We can't say, but we'll make it through this year, yeah.
So I'm a reporter, probably.
Erin Kirk and her husband Jordan were getting ready to go for a ride. They're from Charlotte and had been staying at a nearby campsite with their sons for the past week.
Usually we're up here during the week and the parking lot's full and there's a bunch of folks here getting food, and but the parking lot's, I mean, it's just eerie. It was to be able to ride and not see anybody on the trail. But I do think a lot of it has to do with the Canadian border being closed.
The border's been closed since March, though some trade and commercial travel deemed essential is still allowed. In that time, Canada has done a much better job containing the coronavirus. In mid-August, the country only had about 121,000 cases, compared to more than 5.2 million infections in the U.S. Given the skyrocketing cases of COVID-19 in the U.S., it seems unlikely that Canadian leaders will want to loosen the current restrictions. Yves-François Blanchet, leader of the Bloc Québécois political party, said in July, the border needs to remain shut.
In the list of those who did well, you won't find United States. They are still deep in it, and we have to remain very careful. We are speaking about the health and lives of many people here.
Recent polls in Canada found about 80% of residents want to keep border restrictions in place, according to the CBC.
So this is the little one?
This is like this is the best thing ever.
I'm back at one of the Kingdom Trails parking lots with Chris Granfield. He runs a food truck called Feed the Poor, spelled P-O-U-R.
So I can do 6 or 8 racks of ribs in there at a time.
Granfield started working at the truck this season.
Today's one of the most beautiful days of the summer. It's not overly hot. It's a perfect day for biking. And I have sold 3 sparkling waters. Hopefully it picks up.
He says the truck sales are down about 80% compared to last year. Some days, he brings in less than $40. They've shrunk their operations from 7 days a week to 3 and went from 5 full-time workers down to 2 full-time and a part-timer. About 50 miles northwest at Jay Peak Ski Resort, it's a similar story. General Manager Steve Wright says the resort is 85 to 90% off its normal numbers for hotel rentals. Most of the weddings and all of its conferences have been canceled. And golf, a popular summertime activity, is way down.
You know, with the border closed on one side, and then on the U.S. side, the cross-state travel, having those limitations in place, our audience to fish from doesn't have many fish left in it.
Wright says the resort will be able to keep operating. Jay Peak, which is in federal receivership after its former owners were accused of defrauding investors, just received approval for a federal paycheck protection loan. But Wright says he's still worried about jobs for people in the region. Normally in the summer, Jay Peak employs about 650 people. Currently, there are less than 100 people working there. In the winter, the busier season, the resort, just 4 miles from the Canadian border, usually has 1,500 employees. But Wright says hiring this year will depend on how much cross-state travel is allowed and if the border reopens.
I mean, we're going to build the most impossibly conservative model, right, from a staffing and an expense and a revenue perspective that we can, but it will be a model that will be built to scale up.
While the tourism and hospitality industry have been hit hard by the pandemic, in some areas the Northeast Kingdom is faring better than other parts of the state. While the kingdom for years has suffered from higher unemployment than other regions in Vermont, in the most recent stats, the St. Johnsbury labor market had a 9.4% unemployment rate, the same as the statewide average. Meanwhile, Woodstock, which had the highest unemployment in the state, was nearly 17%. That relative success of the kingdom might be due to more diversity in its labor market. In Woodstock, about 45% of its workforce is in the hospitality sector. But by comparison, in St. Johnsbury, hospitality accounts for just under 9% of the market. But for those in the kingdom who rely on tourists, it's still a tough year. Most I spoke with said they could make it through, but they need next year to be better. Burke, the guy with the yurt and farm stand, says he needs to start making money, and he hopes the state doesn't impose any more restrictions.
You know, I don't care what the governor says. I need to sell some pies.
Burke says he's hopeful. He's seeing a slight uptick in out-of-state license plates driving by his house, and that means more customers to buy his hemp oil and jam. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.